Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And we have found him now, Michael Napoleon with Super
Speed. He's hiding
Golf.
Somewhere in the mountains.
He's hiding out in the mountains there. But superspeedgolf.com is the website. Their training tool and program is being used on tour by the likes of Phil Mickelson, Billy Horschel, Martin Keimer, Ian Poulter, Lydia Ko, among others. And Michael, kind enough to join us this morning. Good morning. And Michael, let everybody know just a little bit about the whole training program. There's products and training programs. How did Super Speed Golf come into evolution?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for having me on, guys. We started out actually running a kind of high-end golf performance academy in Chicago. And from there, you know, obviously everybody that came through our door, one of the big things that everybody was asking about is, how do I hit the ball farther? And we started to just do a lot of research on that end to try to find everything we could to try to help our clients, you know, improve swing speed and hit the ball further out on the golf course. Super Speed was just one type of training that we saw that really just had a very broad effect, positive for everybody. And yeah, I mean, the traction that we've ended up getting out on tour and with amateur golfers all over the world has been a really exciting process for us over the last couple of years.
So you define speed in what way relative to the golf swing?
Our system specifically works on improving somebody's club head speed.
Okay.
That's the main thing. Obviously, there are other factors and there's other variables that go into how far somebody actually is going to, you know, effectively hit a golf ball. But club speed is probably the number one factor, because without it, you have no potential to hit the ball very far. So that is our goal. And you know, we've tried to separate ourselves from other training aid companies in a lot of different ways. But the big one is what you mentioned, is that, you know, when you get our training system, it's not just, you know, you're buying a product that has maybe one or two little simple uses for. I mean, we have like 2 years worth of training protocols that are included with the system that allow you to walk through that training and help improve your swing speed and keep improving those speed numbers over time.
I've been working with a TPI certified professional, a friend of mine. He wanted to get my body in better shape, a little bit better shape, and now he's got me swinging. I'm level one. I'm like a newbie here with Super Speed. What should I expect as I move through the protocols?
Yeah, so, well, first of all, I think it's fantastic that you're working on your body and the swing and going through that with a TPI professional. I mean, I think they're some of the best in the world. So, you know, that's obviously a great thing that's going to support your speed gains as well. On average, with just using the Super Speed system with nothing else, so these are going to be, you know, generally the studies we've done have been players that aren't doing additional programming on top of the Super Speed, we see an average of about a 5% gain in swing speed over the first, you know, 6 to 8 weeks worth of training. And you'll usually see that jump in speed pretty much right away when you start the training, like even after the first session, and then, you know, becomes permanent in about 6 to 8 weeks. Have you seen a jump in speed yet?
No, I've seen some me jumping off the ground trying to get it moving faster. I guess I'll go right into my next question, is that I used to have swing speed as a golf professional, but I'm small. My swing speed was right around 100 miles an hour. I could get it up to 103. Now, as I've aged, I've noticed it drops down to about 85 to 90. And that's about as high as I can get it right now, is at about 90 miles an hour. And so I'm wondering, is that something I can have to live with, or can I regain some of my clubhead speed through the program?
No, like I said, I mean, that's, you're probably one of the best candidates that you would have for this type of training, because when you've been able to swing that fast before, you know, it's actually much easier to get it back, because it really, the training works with something we call overspeed training. So the idea is that we're not really changing your swing mechanics. We're not making you physically stronger. We're accessing speed that your body's already capable of producing. Mm-hmm. And your brain, for one reason or another, has just stopped letting your body move at that speed. And that can happen due to injury, pain. I mean, there's all kinds of different things that can cause your brain to put limiters on how fast your body can move. But what we find with the training is that, you know, number one, if you do the training aggressively and really try to push, you know, as hard as you can to get those numbers, that, you know, you're going to find those different fields that do make the speed of your swing during the training and with a driver go up a few miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a really cool way to kind of start to remember the things that make your swing go faster and start to focus on those in the swing. And also just lift those. It's like taking the governor off the engine, if you will, for your golf swing.
Michael Napoleon, our guest with Super Speed Golf, superspeedgolf.com. Now, in looking at the website and those sorts of things, I mean, Harold's a, you know, he's a PGA teaching professional. He obviously can absorb the program. But for somebody that's just kind of an avid amateur, wants to get better, is this a turnkey sort of thing that they can do? It's designed for them to do completely on their own with the website and the products, or is it better working with their golf pro or a teaching professional?
I'm going to say the answer to that question is just a broad yes. You know, we built the system with online instruction so that, you know, it's very easy for somebody who doesn't have a coach or doesn't have a fitness trainer to be able to pick it up and get really good results out of just using that system. Obviously, it's going to be better if you're also coupling that with good types of like skill development work and other things that you could work on with a golf coach. It's even better yet if you're working on it, all three of that. You're working on the speed training side, the fitness side, and the underlying stuff there, and all the skill development side with a coach. So we kind of set it up in that sort of good, better, best approach.
I know that there's levels up to 1 through 5. It's going to take some patience. We don't live in a very patient society. I'm disciplined because after 40 years of being a professional, I understand there's a process and an improvement. In your program, you have videos along the way, and I find that those are really going to be helpful to keep the amateur player on track, and I appreciate that as far as your program. So now with the levels, and I haven't read anything past the first one because I want to be very good and be a good little boy and do this one step at a time. But what should I anticipate going forward as far as not necessarily my improvement, but the amount of effort involved?
Yeah, so I mean, well, I guess two questions there in one. Mm-hmm. I'll answer this first. First of all, I mean, the protocols don't take that long to go through. Like, right. The protocols are only about 5 to 8 minutes long. Mm-hmm. And optimal results, we recommend 3 days a week with a day off in between. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is less than a half hour of time investment for the player over the course of an entire week. So that part of it, I think, is another one that's lended itself to having a lot of people, you know, working with this system, because you're getting a lot out of the time that you're spending. Now, the other side of that is as you progress through the protocols, what we're finding that becomes very effective during the course is it's really a progression of the different types of drills that we use in the protocols, that all of those drills help maximize a player's gains through using the ground better, through sequencing better, through creating better lag and downswing loading in the swing. All of those different areas progress in the different drill protocols that we do during those. You know, we wouldn't want people, regardless of physical activity or skill, to start right at like the top levels, because mm-hmm. it's going to be, this type of training is something new and different that most people have never, ever done. So it takes a little bit of time to acclimate, you know, that player physically to doing this training so that they can still be maintaining maximum intensity through every swing during the program.
One quick question here. I know our time's running out, but in your studies, have you, is there an equation for at least a decent, assuming a golfer can make solid contact, you know, routinely, miles per hour, how an increase of 5, 10, 15 miles per hour generates how much more distance?
Yeah, every mile an hour equals approximately about 2.25 yards. Okay. So if you're looking at 5, you're looking at about 13 to 15 yards more off the tee. So about 13 to 15 yards gain off the tee. You know, another important, I think, piece to the overall equation is what we do find is that if players have a high amount of skill before they start the training, so they're a highly skilled player before they start, they tend to still be able to be a very highly skilled player after with just more speed. You know, if it's a player that is a, you know, more of a beginner or a lower skilled player, you know, they're still going to have some of the skill deficiencies when they're done with the training. So again, always coupling that up together is the best way to maximize the overall speed gains and distance gains that you're going to get out on the golf course.
The website is superspeedgolf.com. Michael Napoleon, thank you so much for taking a few minutes. Interesting stuff. We're interested to see how Harold enjoys it as he continues to go through the levels.
Yeah, absolutely. And Harold, just get after it. Make sure you're staying maximum intensity on every one of those reps. And I look forward to hearing some really big gains coming from you soon.
Yeah, we'll have you back on again, and I can hopefully give you a good report. I want to be able to outdrive my 12-year-old grandson. looking forward to that. He's getting stronger, and I'm getting weaker. I just want to stay up with him or outdrive him every now and then. But we will stay in touch and let you know how I'm progressing.
Okay, great. Well, if there's anything else we can do to help, let me know. And I appreciate you guys having me on this morning.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.